Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
He said, "Oh, I'm just nipping to Tesco's. Do you want anything?" So I just said, "Get me a toffee crisp." That's fine. He comes back with a massive bar of Galaxy, not even what I asked for, and three Krispy Kreme donuts.
Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs on the Secret Recordings Network. If you've ever put extra sugar in a colleague's coffee because they're losing more weight than you, then this is the podcast you need with me and my fellow dieters, Jo.
Hi.
And Victoria.
Hello.
Right, it's time to get our first update. And it's from me.
It's been a while since I got weighed. There's various reasons for that. The first 2 weeks of which I couldn't be asked because the other two weren't getting weighed, so why should I? And last week's was a bit more serious. So my other half suffered a heart attack last weekend. He's on the mend now. He's on a lot of medication, but yet another reminder of why we should all be looking after ourselves a lot more. So things have changed in our house. And as a result, I will be doing the Fast 800 right up until Christmas. Looking back on the last 3 weeks then, I've been a real shit, to be honest. I have had another trip to Chiquito's and eaten a load of churros again because I could not stop thinking about them the last time I ate them, so I had to have them again. I've eaten a lot of pasta, a lot of rice, and a lot of potatoes in preparation for not having any up until Christmas. Went out for a carvery last week, also re-downloaded the Just Eat app and ordered myself a curry at the weekend because I knew it would be the final treat before restarting the Fast 800 today. So what those scales will say tonight, well, again, and potentially a massive one as well.
Oh, right, I've been, I got weighed. Right, and that's the first time that's happened in 3 weeks. Yeah. Oh.
I'm so excited for this.
Me this too.
Okay. Right. So.
9, 10, 11. Tell me when to stop. 12.
Okay, you're going in the wrong direction.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
So after 4 weeks off plan and off the Fast 800 and back on carbs, because carbs clearly found me in the last month, I gained.
Yeah, you did.
Is it more than Joe? More than Joe's holiday?
£2.
Whoa. No!
Yeah. Recount!
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
No.
No, I don't believe you. No,
I like, when she said it, my arse almost fell out because I was like, what the fuck? Because I was really braced for it. I was also wearing jeans. I wasn't wearing flip-flops or my light shoes. I had it all.
£2.
Yeah. £2.
Fuck off. You do not deserve that at all.
No, I don't. I absolutely do not deserve it.
How have you managed to blag that? How have you got away with this?
I have absolutely no idea. Also, what's happened in the last week is I've gained another year. So I've got even older. Mm. So I can't even use that as an excuse for doing badly on a diet.
Was it stress?
Probably.
Because of your other half.
Yeah.
Like,
I wonder if that's taken £5 off you.
Maybe.
You should have put on seven. It's all I'm saying.
Obviously should be absolutely grateful for what happened. Maybe. It has been a very stressful 2 weeks for various reasons. But like I said, I feel like at the minute in the house, talk of healthy eating is kind of like getting me in the right mindset for, you know,
No, cheering. Oh,
I'm furious. I'm literally livid. Honestly, I was so buzzing for this. I was like, yeah, Katie's come back to being Katie. She's eating all this shit. She's put on 2 stone. We're like level pegging again.
Genuinely. Genuinely did not give a fuck for 4 weeks and have only gained 2 pounds, which I'm absolutely
made up with.
Do you know
what? You're pulling a Victoria. Like, you've honestly taken the crown off me.
You really have. I mean,
so depressing.
It's crazy, isn't it? That it's not deserved. So it probably will catch up with me.
No, not even deserved.
So
it won't.
This is the thing. This is the best thing because it's not going to catch up with me because I feel like I've caught it early and I can run with it. So
yeah, it's the most annoying thing, though. Is like you've got no repercussions from your month eating shit.
No, and also I can have potentially, because I'm obviously back on the Fast 800 now, and I think back to what my losses were in that first week on the first attempt at the Fast 800. I lost 9 pounds, or 9.5 pounds. So I could potentially do that again.
Oh, do you know what? Game on. Honestly, game on.
Victoria, you've got a little pep in your step all of a sudden.
This is spurred me on now. I literally cannot have this. I'm beyond furious right now.
I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, me too. Because when I go on holiday, you do always go off the rails.
Yeah,
Kate,
I can't be
asked. Said this before as the inspiration of the podcast.
Not anymore, I don't think.
So it is incredible. Yeah. I'm laughing more about Victoria's response. That's been my response to Victoria. For
literally feeling, guys. Like, honestly, I can't even tell you how I feel like I need a drink to calm down.
yeah, you do.
It sucks, doesn't it? Doesn't it suck?
Yes.
When somebody pulls a Victoria.
Yes, it does suck.
I feel like I'm getting my just desserts of the entire of last year now.
Yeah, you are.
Calm is a bitch.
So I was committed to going back on the Fast 800 on Monday, and I did that all day Monday. Tuesday, yesterday.
Happy birthday. Here's some cookies and a cake.
So I decided I was going to post on our Instagram page to say, you know, oh, it's my birthday, but, you know, this was a shit time to restart the Fast 800. And I got so much shit from people who were like, no, calories don't count on your birthday. You must eat shit and drink shit on your birthday. So I did.
It's one of the rules of the podcast that we all have to live with.
I have this attitude every weekend. It's a Saturday, I'm going to eat shit. It's a Tuesday, I'm going to eat shit. So birthday, absolutely, yeah.
Well, my sister bought 24 Millie's cookies for my birthday. And I ate, about 8 or 9 of them. There were plenty left this morning. And then Joe checked the sin value today. And turns out it's 10 sins in
10
a cookie.
Slimming World sins in each cookie.
Well, I'm not doing Slimming World, so it's fine. That doesn't count.
So it's fine. I don't think it counts. Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Right, let's move on to our excuse of the week. This one's come in from Rosemary Apple Archibald. And she says, my excuse is blame the supermarkets. I just discovered before lunchtime that my grocery delivery did not process properly and I'm going to have to get it re-delivered tomorrow. Given that I had nothing in the house and there wasn't enough time to shop and prep food in my lunch break, so I was forced to get a fry up at the cafe around the corner instead.
Forced. You can't, if something goes wrong in your life like that, for example, and there are no shops, I believe, open after anyone's work time. So you do have to wait till the
You've
next
got no
day.
Choice.
You've no choice, correct.
A reminder that if you want more of this podcast, you can join our Patreon page. And for £3 a month, you can get up to 4 bonus episodes, tutorial videos, an exclusive sticker when you join, and access to our Zoom meetings. Search for us on the Patreon app or go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. Now, before we move on to our next weigh-in, we've heard from several of you again this week at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook. And you can also join the Secret World of Slimming Clubs community page on Facebook so you can chat with other listeners of the podcast and us too.
Claire Lassick says, just listening to the podcast and thought I'd share my chocolate orange intake since my birthday.
Oh, chocolate orange.
Everyone's doing it. Everyone's doing it. I think I've got an issue, says Claire. Mm-hmm. My favourite is the orange buttons and the chocolate fingers. The Dame Bar, Aero and Lindt are also amazing. Terry's white chocolate orange was okay. Didn't get the hype. Orange Twist Toblerone, not tried yet, as I don't think I'll stop when I open this. Are they all free on Weight Watchers if they were presents?
Yes.
Yes is the answer to that. That's a lot of chocolate orange goods in one day.
I mean, I love chocolate orange, but I think that might be a little bit too much for me to the point that I might be sick of it after.
Yeah.
What is worrying is I've tried every item on that list apart from the Toblerone, and now I'm thinking, Christmas.
I've not even heard of that one.
If anybody's going, because we did have somebody else message us picture of finding the orange twirl the other day. If you are going to, if you've got a lot of orange chocolates in front of you to choose from, go Buttons one.
Yeah.
Always
yeah,
go
they
Buttons.
Were good.
They were, they're the best.
I agree.
They top trump the orange twirl and everything. Mm-hmm. And they only come in big bags, so I believe. Share
so good. I finally got my paws on them because my cousin felt sorry for me. So he sent me a care package of orange chocolate.
Oh, nice.
Finally got to have some. And yes, they are amazing.
Yeah, they're the best. And I would say as well, not that I've tried any of these products because I'm dieting, but I've heard the fingers, chocolate orange chocolate fingers, bit disappointing.
Oh.
Yeah, I would have to say I agree. It's the biscuit to chocolate ratio. You want the chocolate
agreed.
Orange
yeah.
in all its glory.
Yeah, you don't get enough of it.
No.
It's disappointing, guys. Don't waste your money.
Trina Herbert on Facebook says, if you've ever gone completely off plan to coincide with your favourite podcast host holiday, then this is a Facebook group for you. I'm not looking forward to weighing. Meals over the last few weeks have included a steak and chips birthday dinner, Mexican food weekend, and a just-in-case Christmas dinner.
I'm all in for that.
So just in case.
Well, we don't know if Christmas is cancelled, do
yes.
we? So we've got to all start having them now.
It's dinner though, really.
They do sell pigs in blankets in Tesco's, as
they
you
do.
Speak. Do they do them all year?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. Yeah. They do them all year.
Yeah.
But so we although, can do it. Jo, did you do the script for this one and pick this comment because she said that you're her favourite?
Yeah, I mean, I am a lot of people's favourite because I am the inspiration, I think, as we've discussed on many occasions.
Courtney Smith says, Northern Ireland entered into a circuit breaker. Schools are closed for an extra week at half term. Perfectly acceptable to eat my feelings and anxieties about working from home with two children under the age of four. Again, I think I've reached the stage where it's too close to Christmas to give a shit now. The only thing motivating me was my 30th birthday, which is in 4 weeks. Lockdown has ended my plans for that too.
Oh, wow. Bless her. God.
Have a just in case 30th party, then just in case Christmas dinner.
She's just reminded me that next week is actually half term with the kids and I'm off on holiday. Oh, fucking
oh, great. Well, I mean, not that it's going to make any bloody difference, but
I love the bitterness of Victoria today.
I can hope.
Kat Miller says, just catching up on your podcast, currently on episode 68. My dad always says to me, oh, I can tell you've put weight on. Your arse is getting fat. Thanks, Dad.
Wow. Oh, amazing. Parents, don't you just love them? Trisha Chambers says, I posted on Facebook that I just demolished a Domino's and asked if anyone wanted a 50% off code that was valid until midnight. Didn't realise I accidentally posted it to my Slimming World group page until the consultant commented, no one does.
That is upsetting.
I bet they did. I bet she got privately messaged.
Yeah, I bet she did. I'd freak out.
It's a shame they don't work on commission.
Yes.
No.
And Annie G1 says, here is a new diet for you to look into if you're interested. Joe, the Mayer method. It's been around for a century, so about as long as Joe.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's the diet Rebel Wilson's been following, and she's lost an absolute shit ton of weight this year.
She has.
Yeah.
But she does look fantastic.
She does, she really does.
And it's all down to this, and exercising 6 days a week. No, thank you. Should be no problem for you as an athlete, like one of the members of your team.
Thank you, correct.
No.
Not been back to the gym since.
I was just about to ask, how's that going? But
since I did the couch to 5K, I've not been back.
You're not?
No. I've been on holiday.
Are you shocked? Honestly, is anybody genuinely surprised at this?
I might go this weekend. Might go tomorrow.
No, you won't.
Well, yeah, but good news is gyms don't have to close if you move into tier three. And obviously, we're Nottinghamshire, so they're staying open for you, Joe. So you can carry it right on.
Okay, I'll do that.
Do we know what the Mayer diet is or the Mayer method?
No, I stopped reading that post after the exercise comment.
Because right,
6 days a week, I would like to do that, but I have not got the freaking time, guys.
Fuck it.
I'm the busy girl.
I went on our Instagram page about 6 weeks ago now and said, has anyone got any, like, you know, exercise things they follow? Yeah, I've not done any of that.
Yeah. No. There were some good suggestions.
There really was.
Which I was eating crisps whilst I was reading.
I was probably too drunk to even notice that one because that doesn't ring any bells.
Everyone who's messaged, get us read out on the podcast, will receive an exclusive Guess Who's Now Dieting sticker to show off at your next group. Just get in touch with your name and address. Right, another update. This one is from Jo.
I am looking forward to being the inspiration on the podcast this week because it seems like I'm the only one who's stuck to plan. I know a lot of you question what plan I'm on now because admittedly in the past I have
done 5 plans at once in an attempt to lose 5 times the weight loss. But I'm actually only doing 1 plan. Who knew? Slimming World. So I've been star pupil, I believe, on my consultant's Slimming World Facebook page. I've been doing a load of recipes from the Slimming World magazine, very much singing the praises of Margaret. Shout out, big shout out, big up Marg. Not cheated one day, every day been under my sins, not saved sins for the weekend, just done it properly. Just back from group where I saw a woman leave group and go to the chippy. Anyway, I'm flying high because I've lost 3 pounds.
No, not you. Well.
That's more than I lost last year. So if I can keep that off, what a year it's been.
Oh, congratulations, Jo, on your 3 pound loss.
I was counting on you to like completely fuck up in your first week. And I just thought, yeah, Jo, you and me together, we've got this.
Well,
but no, you've
the
lost
exciting
weight.
News is I've restarted.
Oh, have you now?
Yeah.
Oh, right, have you now?
Yeah,
because the shit you give me every single time I restart.
Yeah, but this is different because...
Right. Why?
Because I ended up, after the holiday, being more than I was in January. Actually, 2 Januaries ago. Yeah. All of them, all the Januaries.
Every January ever.
So it was something like I would have had to lose 4 pounds just to be zero, just to have lost nothing. And I was like, fuck this. This is demoralising.
You are cheating, though.
No, because if you think about it, I am a certain weight and this is what I'm going to lose weight from, this starting weight. And now I'm 3 pounds. I'm almost at my half a stone certificate, guys, which I will be bringing in within the next 2 weeks max.
You have also started and committed to losing 2 stone by Christmas. So
which Christmas, though?
None of us bloody said.
No.
None of us gave a date.
You gave a definitive start of when the bloody thing happened, which meant that I couldn't count... The majority of the weight losses I've had.
I don't remember these
about
episodes.
UKE, honestly, you're like...
Oh, no. Right, well...
This isn't your race anymore.
Right, I'm sorry, right? Let's get this out now.
What? Here's the thing. What was the... Because a lot of people have said, oh, you can't have mince pies till you've lost 2 stone. And I don't remember saying that for starters.
No, that was last year.
No, that was last year.
Yeah.
What did we say would happen if we just said we'd try and lose 2 stone for Christmas?
Yeah. I'm sure.
So
did we say?
Did
we ask producer Paul to give it to us in monetary value?
He was going to pay us in monetary value.
Yeah, I think that's how it went.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's still on. How many, I don't know how many weeks, 8, 9, 6?
Don't say this.
I
think it's 9 weeks. I don't really know for definite. Something like 9 weeks.
Okay.
So, I mean, I could do it in 9 weeks, £3 a week.
You've not done it in 9 years,
yeah,
so.
This is different, isn't it? I'm following the bloody plan now. I'm actually following the plan. I swear to God, I love it. Another shout out. If she doesn't call me personally and go, "Do you want to be on the front page of the mag?" I will be very surprised. I mean, not yet. Obviously, I've got to get to target weight by March, something like that. So, I mean, I'm banging. I'm doing all the recipes. I've got the books. Got all the books out. I'm in. I'm just doing it.
I love this little honeymoon period right at the start when you're all, you know, full of shit and it's just great. Because, you know, give it 3 weeks, you'll be trying something else, I'm telling you.
No, I turned down a bag of crisps yesterday. Just had 1 week crunchy from my boyfriend's bag. Didn't even have my own. I know,
I'm focused. Also, you made a pie. Like, yeah. I saw you post that picture and I was like, well done, Jo.
Thank you.
Put something that I look like I would actually eat.
Yes, I know. And that now, I don't want to just sit here singing Slimming World's praises, but this is in the latest Mad Girls if you want to do buy it from your group. It's the beef and mushroom phyllo pastry topped pie. Mm-hmm. Got another portion left tonight. It's the pie that keeps on giving. 3 sins per portion. Yeah, just did it. I don't even know what's wrong with you all.
Oh, you know what? Katie made me need a drink. You make me need a fucking bottle. Like, come with this.
Not had a drink since I started. But girls, if I want one, I can, because you can fit many, many drinks into your Slimming World plan as long as you stay under your sins.
Somebody smuggled Margaret in under the guise
of Jo. Somebody give her a slap because I'm not there to do it.
We are besties forever, me and Margaret.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Every week then, we take nominations for a hero. This is somebody who's gone above and beyond and bravely built up the courage to lie in public about their food consumption. This is my favourite part of the podcast each week.
I agree.
Suzanne Hogan's written in. She says, I used to order 2 cans of Coke with my Chinese takeaway to make it look like it was for 2 people. It wasn't. It was all for me.
So good. It's so good. We've asked this before. Do the people at the Chinese give
judge
a
you?
Shit?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, I think most takeaways do. Absolutely.
Well, I'm going to order 3 cans.
I literally don't care, though. I'm just like, I'm owning it. If I'm eating for 3 people, I'm eating for 3 people. It's
yeah,
fine.
Good girl.
When I re-downloaded the Just Eat app, I ordered from the regular guy and he was like, is it the same again? And because what I'd done is I ordered 2 naan breads instead of the 1 because I was going all out, fuck that.
Yeah.
And I also ordered pilau rice instead of steamed rice and he messaged to say, this is
have
what
you got it right. Yeah.
So I swiftly deleted that off again.
Yeah, gone.
Right, time for our last update on the podcast, and it's Victoria.
I'm in my car. I'm wearing my getting weighed stuff, so that must mean that I'm going to a morning group.
Cheat.
Which I am. I am cheating slightly. I'm not going to my normal group. I'm weighing in a day early as well, and I've got a few different reasons for that, mainly because I want to eat today. Secondly, it is Star Week, so I feel horrible anyway, and over the past week I've probably been on it 40%, 40-60, let's go with that. So another gain is inevitable and I just want to get it over and done with. So I just want to touch on a few weeks ago when in the dieting world things were simple and easy and I was a mere 0.5 pound away from 4 stone, because fast forward a few weeks, I'm now 11.5 pounds away from my 4 stone board, because this week I put on another 1.5 pounds. Because I can't seem to stop drinking, I can't seem to stop eating, and I don't know what it is going to take.
Katie,
but
that's
do you know what?
Take.
Forget 2 stone off by Christmas. The way I'm going, it's going to be 2 stone bloody on. Oh my God. Weekend is off plan as well, because it's my best friend's birthday. One saving grace is, though, the person I'm dating is on holiday next week, so that is a whole week where I dictate what I eat, what I can do, what I can plan. So really, I could do a whole week on the Fast 800. But will I do it?
No.
Yes, right. Absolutely yes. Now, after today's conversation, get me on that first 800 right now.
I need to address something first, though.
Do you have to?
It's a statement that like I've heard many a time, and I think it's true. Boys make you fat.
Yes, and they do.
Because this is the thing now. You're in a semi sort of like dating relationship, and you've been single for so long. You've done so well on your weight loss. And then along comes a boy and ruins it all.
Just a prime example of this, I saw him last night and he said, oh, I'm just nipping to Tesco's, do you want anything? And I did say, yeah, I do want some chocolate, but I just wanted like a small bar. So I just said, get me a Toffee Crisp, that's fine. He comes back with a massive bar of Galaxy, not even what I asked for, and three Krispy Kreme donuts.
Oh, well done him.
So, I mean, lovely, lovely, you know, sentiment, but this is why I can't lose weight at
Which diet are you following, though?
Because it should be Slimming World.
Sure.
Yeah.
How many sins of a Toffee Crisp that you requested?
Like, is it 11?
Seven and a half, isn't it?
Is that all it is?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, whoa, see, there you go. So I actually went bigger than what I thought. So, you know, it's fine.
Always overestimate your sins, ladies.
Exactly. Kudos to him. He goes away and buys you the best chocolate bar there is, but a big one, a Krispy Kremes. Yeah. Did he eat any of them himself? Because you said he was on the Fast 800.
Of the donuts.
Right, well, he was meant to be on the Fast 800, though. Last week that I heard.
Yeah. So I did do a dinner last night. So I did do a courgette. I did like a prawn courgette, which was really nice. But then obviously like an hour later, he was hungry. So then ate donuts.
This boy is no good for you, Victoria.
I know. Tell me about it. I know. But he's going on holiday on Sunday. So I'm not going to see him for a little while. So I don't think I'm going to see any results at next weigh-in, but the week after, that's what I'm talking about. That's when we're going to see a big difference.
Why are you making excuses now? It's your friend's birthday this weekend. It's not your friend's birthday now.
Hello, consultant.
What day are we on now? Wednesday. Yeah, I mean, I could be good, I suppose. Yeah.
But I don't want to sound horrible, Victoria, but you didn't put on 1.5 pounds because that was in the morning.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So you put at least four on. Mm-hmm. You actually put four on.
No. Yeah. No, it's normally, guys. You know it bloats me. So that's fine. But yeah, so I'm seeing him again Friday. Get that done. And then friend on Saturday. So yeah, from Sunday. Sunday to Sunday. Yeah. I could do it.
Okay. Well, we look forward to you posting on Insta stories every day.
Really healthy meals.
800 meals. I wonder whether I'll meet you coming the other way, Victoria.
Yeah, probably. Well, like I said, it's not going to be 2 stone off for Christmas for me. It's going to be 2 stone on, I'm telling you.
Yeah, let's keep up the facade though. Let's keep that up for a while.
Yeah, maybe.
Now on to the least supportive diet partner nominations. Victoria's obviously already nominated hers in this podcast. Yeah. Today's one comes from Sarah Brown and she says, I would like to nominate Drunk Me as least supportive diet partner. These rocked up today and Sarah sent in a picture of a full box of mini cheddars, Branston
I remember
pickle
this.
Flavours. Like that's, and they are delicious. Mm. About 24 packets included in that. Yeah. I don't remember ordering them. I went to my Amazon orders and apparently I ordered them at 1 a.m.
Amazing.
Wow, isn't that amazing?
I'm so glad I don't have Amazon or Amazon Prime or anything because I feel like this would be me regularly.
I can give you my login if you want.
No, absolutely fine, Jo. Thank you.
Before we crown Slimmer of the Week this week, let's get some more of your messages at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and on Facebook.
Fiona Eagles says, love this meme. The meme says, it's officially time to go buy the first bag of Halloween candy. Mm. You know, the bag you pretend you won't eat before Halloween, but you always accidentally do. On second thoughts, it's 2020. I think we all deserve to accidentally eat at least 2 bags this year.
What are the rules this year around trick-or-treating? Because I'm confused. Because if I'm going to buy it in...
I think you've got to buy in for your boys.
Oh, yeah, but they're not going to eat that.
Well, why don't you get Ted to knock on the lounge door? Oh. Get Noah to give him some sweets. Yeah. Then Noah knocks on the other door. And then, so just get sweets in.
Just buy one bag of sweets each for them, and then I haven't got to have all of it lying around because that's when temptation comes in.
I mean, Katie, I am happy to just dress up and come to your door. So, you know, you give me sweets, that's not a problem.
We might be in tier 3 lockdown by Halloween, so there'll be no knocking on any doors.
No.
Sorry, darling.
Helen Green says, last week I treated myself to my favourite little treat of a bag of Doritos and found this monstrosity at the bottom of the bag. and it's a big, congealed, burnt mess. The bag was family size, and I ate them solo without an ounce of shame.
Wow.
So a complaint was made to Walkers, and they sent me £5 in vouchers as an apology. So shall we say the four family size bags I've now bought are totally calorie free, and they make you very dry. So the crate of beer that's needed is also calorie free. Oh, fuck it. It's Saturday, and it's all about being shit-faced.
Ah, yes.
Nice. Wow. Well done. And Matty Pond says, I've made a huge decision. If we lock down again, I'm going to town on everything that's bad for me. Then when we unlock, I'll lose it all and be the inspiration on your Zoom meeting. Right, you've all got yourselves an exclusive Guess Who's Now Dieting sticker. Getting in shape doesn't have to be about losing a specific amount of weight or a magic number on the scales. It's about building healthier habits and feeling better about yourself. So what's your goal? Fitting into smaller clothes?
Yes, please.
Yes. Well, I did get into smaller clothes and now can't get into those smaller clothes anymore. So, yeah, Kate, too. I think this one's on you.
The Target waist jeans that I was in before the holiday.
Oh.
I've not even tried to get into them since.
Oh.
I put seven.
But you've lost like 3 pounds this week.
Yeah, still not lost the holiday weight though, have I?
Oh, yeah, no, that's true.
Joe can do the zip up, but not the button.
But potentially not even that. I mean, it is very hard to tell.
Right, it's time to crown this week's Slimmer of the Week.
Thank you, I will accept.
No, you're not having it.
Like, well, hang on. How long ago was it since we had a Slimmer of the Week?
About a month.
Month at least. Oh, here's producer Paul Statman's arrived. Bloody hell. Here we go.
He's chimed up.
Yeah, it is. That'll spread it out.
24th September. Yeah. So, yeah, about a month.
It feels crazy. Who was Slimmer of the Week then?
Me.
Katie.
Clearly.
Bloody hell. Would you want to nominate me or shall I?
I don't know whether I should nominate you. This is the thing. Like,
do you know what, guys? I'm really not asked about this because it's not going to be me. I've got a liquid lunch to go to, so can we just wrap this up, yeah?
Okay, this is Slimmer of the Week.
Kate, for Joe. Then we go, bang on,
it's
let's
me.
Start again next
it's
week.
Me.
It has to be me because I'm the only one who's lost weight.
Piss off. When you look at what you've gained in the last
that's
month
really
compared to what I've gained in the last
relevant stat.
I've gained just 2 pounds.
You can't nominate yourself.
Oh, fuck this then. Right, Joe.
Thank you. And Joe accepts it with good grace. many thanks. Slimmer, and I'll probably be Slimmer of the Week at actual Slimmy World next week as well. So it's going to be a great few weeks.
Oh, my God. When you said that you were your own star pupil of your group, that you said it yourself.
Self-nominated.
Wow. Absolutely not. Right.
Oh,
right. You may or may not agree with Joe, or you might want to nominate someone other than Joe for Slimmer of the Week. Get in touch with us on our socials. We are at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook. And if you rate and review this podcast, it helps us. And those clicks on your phone will actually help you burn calories. So whether you're slimming or sinning, remember there's no shame in a game.